Lecture 9, Color Vision and Pigments, Coaching Prep Part 3. This is Part 3, covering terrans, porphyrins, the mystery of blue, anthocyanins, the closing TPS on opponency and other senses, and the exit ticket. About 15 minutes of lecture time. The pace picks up here because you are doing 4 topics in quick succession, and the closing activities need room to breathe. Terrans are 4 minutes. 2 butterflies, both Pieridae. Cabbage white has leucopterin crystals that absorb UV and scatter broadband visible light, so the wing looks white to us. Clouded sulfur has xanthopterin that absorbs violet and reflects yellow. Same chemical family, different terran, different color. Both are synthesized de novo from GTP, no dietary requirement. The callback to the earlier white aside is important here. Remind them, leucopterin is not a white pigment. The white is scattering, just as you said in the framing block. 15 seconds on that callback, no more. Porphyrins are the exotic payoff. Students already know heme and chlorophyll. What is remarkable is when evolution co-opts these metabolic molecules for display. Turicos have turicin, a copper-containing porphyrin, the only organocopper pigment in vertebrates. Genuinely crimson. Genuinely water-soluble. The legend about washing it off in the rain is a great verbal hook. Owls deposit coproporphyrin 3 in their flight feathers. Under UV it fluoresces bright pink. Ornithologists use UV flashlights to age owls by reading the molt pattern from the fluorescence gradient. Connect this to Wednesday, the X50 camera can look for that absorption signature. Students will be excited to actually test this. The mystery of blue is 5 minutes and it is the conceptual climax of the pigments block. Walk them through the gap. Carotenoids give yellow, orange, red. Melanins give yellow, brown, black. Terrans give white, yellow, red. Porphyrins give red, green. Let the silence hang. Where is blue? Almost every blue in nature is structural, not pigmentary. Grind the tissue and the blue vanishes. The mandarin fish is one of only 2 known vertebrates with a true blue pigment. The explanation is the conjugation length trap. To appear blue, a pigment must absorb red and orange selectively but stop before it absorbs everything. That requires landing in a tiny window between medium conjugation, which gives you yellow, and extended irregular conjugation, which gives you brown or black. Most biological systems overshoot into broad absorption. The blue window is a bullseye that evolution rarely hits. The solution, make blue with nanostructure instead. Scattering and interference, not absorption. That is lecture 10. Leave them wanting more. Anthocyanins are 3 minutes and they are the demo 3 callback. 1 molecule, 5 colors depending on pH. Red at acid, pink, purple at neutral, blue-green, yellow-green at base. The mechanism, pH alters the protonation state of the chromophore, which changes the effective conjugation length, which shifts the absorption peak. Same atoms, different electronic geometry. The broader lesson is the final conceptual move of the pigments block. A pigment is not a fixed color. It is a molecular function that generates color in context. Protein environment, pH, metal coordination, solvent, all modulate the spectrum. This is true for every pigment class you just covered. The summary table gets about a minute. Dietary versus synthesized. Carotenoids are honest because they are costly to acquire. Melanins are cheap to make but tightly regulated by MC1R. Terrans and porphyrins are synthesized and co-opted from metabolism. Blue breaks the rules because conjugation chemistry cannot easily hit the narrow absorption window. Then the preview, Wednesday is demo 4, bring your object. Thursday is structural color. The closing TPS on opponency and other senses needs 5 full minutes of discussion time. This is a rich activity and students will surprise you. The question, color vision uses opponent channels with subtraction and cancellation. Does the brain do this for other senses? Walk them through 3 cases. Hearing, 440 and 880 Hz play together. Do they cancel? Blend? You hear both. Hearing uses a place code, a tonotopic map, thousands of independent frequency channels. There is inhibition for sharpening but not 2 pole opponent axes. Taste, mix sweet and bitter. There is genuine mixture suppression, sweet reduces perceived bitterness and vice versa. This is the closest analog to opponency. Smell, is there an opposite of vanilla? No. Odor space uses combinatorial coding across 400 receptor types. No natural bipolar axes. The one-liner to land in the debrief, color says, where am I between these two poles? Smell says, what identity does this pattern match? Opponency works for the first question and not the second. This distinction is deep and students will carry it. The exit ticket has three options. 1. Carotenoids and honest signals, name the competing function. 2. MC1R mechanism, explain one amino acid change producing a pale beach mouse. 3. Synthesis, comparing UV nectar guides and anthocyanin pH dependence as two levels of context dependence. Let students pick. This is a formative check, not an exam. Timing, protect the closing TPS. If you are behind, trim the anthocyanin section to 2 minutes and skip the summary table, pointing students to the slide instead. But give the TPS its full 5 minutes. It is the highest engagement moment of the last third of the lecture and it connects the receiver block to the producer block in a way that nothing else in the lecture does. You have this. Trust the architecture and enjoy the pigments. Have a great lecture.